Welcome to Memphis in Minutes, the podcast where I revisit weird, wild, and occasionally wonderful episodes of Memphis wrestling from throughout history and try to summarize it all in under 10 minutes before I need a Tylenol and usually a nap. This week, we're tackling Memphis wrestling from November 8th, 2003, an episode so loaded with nonsense, betrayal, midget fights, and shoot promos that it should probably have aired with a liability disclaimer. Let's get into it. We open the show with a commercial for Mr. P's Buffalo Wings, and within 30 seconds, someone is yelling about sausage on a stick. That's how you know it's going to be a fun episode, folks. Cut to Corey Macklin shouting like the building's on fire, and as promised, a main event with Doug Gilbert and Bill Dundee taking on Kevin White and Grandmaster Sexay, Brian Christopher, and a special interview from the King, Jerry Lawler. And just because it's Memphis, a super midget versus little low IQ match. Surely that's a typo, right? Nope. That's the name they went with. I'm not making up. Little low IQ. And yes, Jimmy Hart brought out the midget with a box of Kleenex to taunt Coco Beware. You'll see why shortly. Welcome to Saturday Morning Wrestling Memphis Style, as Andy Kaufman would say. The bell rings and we get an actual match between super midget and little low IQ. The commentary is half play-by-play, half Benny Hill sketch. To their credit, both guys actually worked. We got rope walks, near falls, even a body slam. Super Midget dropped a leg drop and looks to have it won, but low IQ somehow manages to get the pin, and Jimmy Hart celebrates like they just won Midget WrestleMania. It was wild. Corey Macklin accuses the Midget of being Jimmy Hart's son. Jimmy Hart denies it, and I need a shot of whiskey at this point, and we're not even 15 minutes in. But now let's get serious. They air a sit-down interview with the Birdman, Coco Beware, and I swear to you, this man pours his soul out over the kidnapping of his bird, Frankie, as if they've taken his beloved parachute-style MC Hammer pants he wore when he tagged with Owen Hart. He talks about getting Frankie when he first went to the WWF, how Frankie flew off at Madison Square Garden once, and how Frankie was like his child. The man is seriously choked up here, folks. Corey Macklin handles this with total sincerity, typically only reserved in Memphis for, you know, I don't know when there's ever total sincerity in Memphis, so this was kind of out of place, but it happened, which is amazing because the next guy through the curtain is Reggie B. Fine making fun of Coco for crying over his bird. He straight up says, "I don't give a damn about you or your bird," which, you know, typical Reggie B., always fun. And we go from that touching moment on Animal Planet to Jerry Springer in less than 20 seconds as Reggie challenges Coco, who isn't even in the building, by the way, to a fight. Studio wrestling at its finest right here in Memphis. Next up, King Mabel, a.k.a. Viscera, a.k.a. Big Daddy V, a.k.a. Nelson Frazier, comes out with Jimmy Hart and cuts a serious promo about racism in wrestling. He reminds us he was the first guy to pin The Undertaker. He reminds us he's a former King of the Ring winner and basically accuses Jimmy of holding him back. And for a moment, just a moment, it looks like Mabel is turning babyface. He even brings out Dwayne Johnson's dad. I think they said his name was Rocky. Just kidding. Yeah, he brings out Rocky Johnson to reconcile. They hug it out. They get serious. Mabel says he respects Rocky. And he apologizes for all his past wrongs. And then, bam, nails him. Heel turn. We get a splash. Beat down. Jimmy Hart back into the frame like he never left, grinning like a psycho. Because this is the greatest day of his life, baby. They beat the hell out of Rocky Johnson. Splash after splash. EMTs show up. They wheel him out. It's total chaos. classic Memphis wrestling carnage, just like we like it. Back from the break, we get a promo from the superstar, Bill Dundee, where he, A, threatens to ruin Jerry Lawler's birthday party, and B, promotes his appearance at a spaghetti dinner at South Fulton Elementary. Only in Memphis can a man plug a pasta fundraiser and then threaten bodily harm all in the same promo. But you know, it's Memphis. It's what we do. Meanwhile, Kevin White shows off his new gimmick, which is basically the Backstreet Boys meets Southern indie wrestler for the most part. He's now hanging out with Grandmaster Sexay, who says he gave Kevin a too cool starter kit. I assume that includes fake tan, FUBU, and a dancing lesson, but that's a nicer line than what I originally had wrote. But we're going to go with that because I like Brian and I like Kevin. So the main event, Dangerous Doug Gilbert and superstar Bill Dundee takes on Kevin White and Grandmaster Sexay himself, Brian Christopher. It's chaos from the jump. Doug is punching the shit out of people. Kevin White's actually holding his own until Jimmy Hart runs out with a baseball bat. Why, yes, of course, it's Doug's baseball bat, right? Doug Gilbert uses it to wreck the baby faces while Hart flails around like a cartoon character at ringside, per the usual. Yet somehow, the baby faces manage to get the pin, just as the show is out of time, which in Memphis speak means, hey, we don't have to explain this finish. We're out of time. Doug's screaming, Kevin's flexing, Brian Christopher's doing that weird laugh cry thing he does where he's only half in character, and we go off the air like it's Cops meets Hee-Haw. And another edition of Memphis Wrestling is in the books, folks. So what did we learn this week? Midgets can work. Sometimes. Frankie the Parrot was more over than half the roster. Mabel deserves an Emmy for that performance and the way he sucked in Rocky Johnson and then turned on him, left him laying. And apparently we learned that Bill Dundee will show up and whip ass at your fundraising spaghetti dinner. And if that don't sound like fun, folks, then you just don't know how to have fun. Because I think that having Bill Dundee at a spaghetti fundraiser sounds like a great time. And that's it for this week's Memphis in Minutes. I'm Gene Jackson. Remember, I watch this shit so you don't have to. You're welcome. See you here next week. You bring the spaghetti. Me and Bill will be there. Hey, I want to thank everybody for checking out this brand new show, a new concept I came up with listening to some other podcasts that recapped movies and TV shows and different things in a small amount of time. And I thought, hey, you know what? I know people like some of these Memphis review shows I do, and not everybody has an hour or an hour and a half to sit and listen to them. So what if we made something quick, fast, and fun? And that's what this show is. So still getting a feel for it, still getting the timing down, but you know, I hope you enjoyed it. There's all kinds of random Memphis shows like this that I can go back that don't require a lot of depth. They don't require a lot of explanation. And that's what we're going to do here. So if you liked it, leave us a positive review. Give us a thumbs up. And if not, tell us what could be done better. And I'll do my best to work on it. But anyway, thanks for checking out the debut episode of Memphis in Minutes, the fun, abbreviated retro wrestling podcast where we promise you Memphis wrestling history in 10 minutes or less.